Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 11 with verses 21 through 22. Do not marvel at the works of a sinner, but trust in the Lord and wait for his light. For it is easy in the eyes of the Lord, suddenly, in an instant, to make the poor rich. God's blessing is the lot of the righteous, and in due time their hope bears fruit. In a world where sin and wickedness seem to thrive, it can be easy to marvel at the works of sinners. We are often bombarded with images and stories of those who have achieved great success through deceit and dishonesty. It can be tempting to envy their wealth, power, and influence. However, as believers, it is essential to remember that our hope lies not in the works of the sinner, but in the blessings of God. The path of the righteous is not always an easy one. It is filled with trials, hardships, and moments of doubt. Yet, amidst all the challenges, the righteous hold on to hope. They trust in the promises of God, knowing that in due time, their hope will bear fruit. The works of the sinner may seem impressive and worthy of admiration, but they are often built on a foundation of deceit, manipulation, and exploitation. The success they achieve is fleeting and empty. Their wealth may crumble, their power may fade, and their influence may wane. In contrast, the blessings of God are everlasting. When we focus on the works of the sinner, we are easily deceived by the glittering facade they represent. They may be enticed by their seemingly effortless achievements, believing that their path is the one to follow. However, the righteous understand that true blessings come from God alone. The blessings of the righteous are not always material or visible to the naked eye. They are often in the depths of our souls, in the peace that surpasses all understanding, and in the joy that cannot be taken away. The righteous find solace in knowing that their hope is not tied to earthly possessions or temporary successes. God's blessings are not limited to a select few. They are available to all who seek righteousness, who strive to live a life according to God's will. The blessings of God are not reserved for the privileged or the powerful. They are bestowed upon the humble, the faithful, and those who trust in Him. In due time, the hope of the righteous bears fruit. It may not be immediate or obvious, but it is certain. The righteous may face adversity, setbacks, and moments of despair, but they never lose sight of their hope. They know that God's timing is perfect and that His blessings will be poured out upon them when the time is right. God's time. So let us not be swayed by the works of the sinner, for they are fleeting and temporary. Instead, let us fix our eyes on the blessings of God, knowing that in due time they will be blessed beyond their capacity to resist, knowing salvation is their call forever. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Sirach 11. Our practice today is verses 21 through 22. It is a two-stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Richness God Bestows on the Poor. Sinners, work, marvel not. Light of the Lord, wait and trust. Suddenly his eyes instant, easy blessing spot. Richness God bestows on the poor, not lust. Righteous blessing God imparts. Fruit bearing hope from the heart. Your need given as a blessing indeed. Time due for the righteous. Concede. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 27, 2024. Recording this morning with the angels at 4:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me on UniversalUtterings.com each day as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're off to the prison this morning, bright and early. Got an early morning heading out to Avon Park Correctional. Got some good news for some of the prisoners that we're working with over there. The news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Pray for Stephen. He gets out this Friday and we'll be taking him home to Melbourne. So we're praying for his release as his freedom comes to avail. Give him grace, Lord, to overcome all his vices and be steady in your truth. Amen. We close at 7:11 in Jesus' name. Jesus. 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 God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.